We start our second hour. It's an important hour, an open phone hour. Let's get it. I've got two interviews coming up next hour, so this is the best time for you to get through. 1-800-636-8686. It is toll-free, and the program, as you know, is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We had former Florida safety Chauncey Gardner-Johnson on the program. I thought he was a blast. I liked it. He had so many funny things he said that I couldn't even respond to all of them. He said, I just want to win. I want to win at everything. I wanted to win at the spelling bee. I want to beat everybody. But I got knocked out when I couldn't spell together. Pretty funny. He's already a father. He said, yeah, my son is already doing push-ups. He's like an infant. He's a toddler. He called that a, quote, life touchdown. The birth of his son. So that was fun. That's somebody to watch. He's going to go pretty high. Former DB from Florida. Coming up next hour, Paul DeJong, a Cardinal shortstop. Also next hour, jungle favorite, Indians manager Terry Francona. Normally, I do the show that I want to do. I don't let you dictate tempo. I don't let you set the agenda. If I were to do so, the things you'd want to talk about in no particular order, Zeke Elliott being fat, he's not, and Donovan McNabb getting roasted by the current Eagles. You're all over both those things. At Total Big E tweets, hey, Gettleman, stop being a scared coward and admit you have an Eli problem. And stop drafting running backs second overall, you loser.
Scared coward.
At Rich Micklebus tweets, Zeke's celebration this year will include jumping into a Salvation Army bucket full of chili and eating his way out. At Brian underscore C60 on Twitter. Jim, just because Ezekiel Elliott has a fat face does not mean he's fat. Regards, Ben Roethlisberger, fat face syndrome sufferer. Stop making up afflictions. There is no such thing as fat face syndrome. Squirrel 2 tweets, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's son did a push-up? I just did a push-up and an ice cream sando and a fudgicle. Yours, Ezekiel Belliet. All right, then. I can follow my own advice and say don't get hooked. Or I can go down that rabbit hole. All right, I'll play along. Why don't we talk about Zeke Elliott for a minute? All right, clones, you win. I'll give you what you want. I'll go there. The NFL draft is coming up in 2 days. So why don't we take a second right now and talk about the fourth overall pick from 2016? Because it's been a pretty interesting 72 hours for Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott. And I'm pretty damn sure the dude did not go looking for any of the noise that he's currently getting. But Zeke is front and center on social media right now after he posted a pic of himself with Von Miller from Saturday to his Instagram feed. You probably know how this is going to go before I even tell you. He rolled out in front of the camera and he looked like he ate 10 of them, right? Wrong. You know the old joke. The camera adds 10 pounds. Really, how many did you eat? Yes, Zeke is getting fat shamed right now. But let's make one thing very, very clear. This guy's not fat. So don't ask me for the alarm. Don't start glossing him. E-fatio Belliot. Because this dude is the farthest thing from fat. Even if the pick is unflattering, and even if the top comment on Instagram is, oh, you be on that Ed Lacy diet. And I get that it is way too easy to crack a guy for how he looks when his trademark celebration consists of him miming a spoon into his grill and is called Feed Me. But just because it's easy does not mean that it's factually correct. He's just wearing a baggy shirt. It does not fit him very well. And he did himself no favors by going to social with it. But you have to be willfully stupid to think that this slab of granite is anywhere close to out of shape. And if you took a second to scroll through any of the other photos from Von Miller's event, you would see exactly what I'm talking about. The guy looks good. The shirt doesn't, but the guy looks good. He looks really good. And I also get that you all want to connect the dots from the picture Saturday to that scene at the Dallas Stars game last night when Dak Prescott dumped an entire bowl of popcorn into Zeke's mouth on the Jumbotron. You know, like, check out Eats Creamsicles Elliot just inhaling popcorn by the garbage bag, Rome. What an out-of-control fatty, Rome. Stop. Stop. Just stop. That was a couple of superstars from the Cowboys playing it up for the cameras and getting the building hyped, and it worked because the Stars scored in OT a few minutes later and they knocked out Smashville in Game 6 on their way to the second round. So one thing has nothing to do with the other, especially since the guy's not fat. He's not fat in the first place. However, the thing everybody is missing from that picture that he posted Saturday that does warrant some heat. Now, if you want to give this guy some heat, you can give him heat for this. Not for being fat, because he's not. But if you want to go in on this. He got some new ink on his right leg. And honestly, I don't know how anybody is missing it, because it's a huge tattoo of his own face. That's right. Zeke got a tattoo of Zeke, and it's huge. And again, it's his own face. Zeke, you don't have to get a tattoo of your own face. You already have one on your face, and it's called your face, and it looks just like your face. Bands wearing their own merch think that that tattoo is excessive. John Elway, thanking himself, thinks a tat of your own face is a little self-absorbed.
Thank you to John Elway.
Bruh, are you worried you might forget your ID sometime? Do you not have mirrors in your house? Would you rather people look you in your leg than in your eyes? Talk to hand, because the leg just don't give a damn? I mean, what's next? A tat of your leg on your face? You do have a tat of your face on your leg. The last guy that I would expect to get a tat of Zeke Elliott's face is Zeke Elliott. You know? I mean, considering he already has that face on his face. If anybody was going to get Zeke's face tatted on him, I'd expect it to be Michael Irvin, who said this about Zeke back in 2016.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, when I listen to this boy talk about running the football like that, it just makes me want to go in the bathroom and spend some time by myself. I just love it.
Mike, when I listen to this guy talk about running the football, I just want to go into the bathroom and spend some time with myself. I love it.
I just love it.
I thought that was the highest praise you could possibly get. The playmaker saying, when I hear this guy talk about running the football, I want to go spend some time with myself in the bathroom. I love it.
I just love it.
But I was wrong. That's not the highest praise. Turns out tattooing yourself on yourself is the highest praise that anybody can get. I mean, there might be a spot in Canton for Zeke when his career is over. But in the meantime, get this dude a mustard jacket for the Narcissism Hall of Fame. No need for a bus, though. It's already on his leg. So if you want to go at this guy, or you want to go in on this guy, do it for that. Not for him being fat, because he's not. But he did get a giant tat of himself, his face, and he put it on his leg. And again, you should just kind of match that up. You should accessorize that with a tat of your leg on your face. Be like, damn, dude, do you have a tat of your face on your leg? Yeah. And also, if you look closely, you'll see a tat of my leg on my face. If you're going to go there, dude, just go all in. Do it. A-Rod making out with himself in the mirror. Can't believe this guy did that. Because that's forever. Hey, Rome. There's nothing wrong with getting your own face tatted to your leg. Signed, Paul George wearing his own jersey on vacation in Spain. Yeah, but bro, how's anybody going to recognize him if he doesn't? You should get a hat that says, I'm Paul George, and rocked out with that jersey. It's like me rocking the Rome Show t-shirt. I do that a lot. Every Friday on this show. All right, now, hey, before you go there, hey, Rome, that'd be like you ordering your own sandwich at Ike's. I've done that. It's a good sando. I've done that. Not only have I done that, I've never, ever gone with, do you know who I am? But, like, I would follow my own advice. I would never ask a guy to do something that I would not do myself. So, in other words, I'm saying to Ezekiel Elliott, if you're going to get a tat of your face on your leg, go all in. Get a tat of your leg on your face. Like me. I'll give you an example. I'm not an ink guy. I have no ink. So I did the next best thing. I went into Ike's sandwich shop one day, and I ordered my own sandwich. As if that weren't baggy enough. But it's a damn good sandwich. Turkey, avocado, cheddar cheese, and Ike's amazing red pesto. You cannot beat that. And in fact, I didn't even know that I had a sandwich for a long time. Or put it this way, they did it and I didn't know. And then people started to send me pictures of Ike's in Berkeley. So I'm like, I got to try the sandwich, right? The guy honored me. The company honored me with a sandwich. It wouldn't be cool not to try the sandwich. So I go in and I try the sandwich and it's like the best sando I've ever had. So then I'm feeling pretty good. So I wait several months and I go back and I order the same sandwich. This time I say to the kid behind the counter, and obviously the kid has no idea who I am and couldn't give a damn, or so I thought. I said, by the way, I'm going to have that number. Let me think. My number is, the Rome Sando is number, wait, it's coming to me. Wait for it. A little longer. I don't remember. My bad. Actually, the guys were telling me that it varies by location. Maybe that's why I don't know. That's it. Does it really? It's not just an established number. Anyway, so I go in to the Newport Beach store, and I order the Sando, and I say to the kid behind the counter, hey, by the way, that's me. Like, I've never dropped that on anybody. And the second it came out of my mouth, I felt like the biggest D-bag ever. But then the kid looked at me. He's like, no way, dude. Really? I'm like, yeah, that's me. He's like, damn. Brought it out, smashed it. Some clone was out there, too. We had a good talk about the show. It was all good. 65 at the Newport Beach location. I don't know, though, but getting a tat of your own face on yourself is a little over the top. George Foreman naming every one of his kids George thinks that's a bit much. Tiger Woods' dad saying, I'm Tiger's dad in the hat. That he did do. That's why he was the gravy train back in the day. I'm Tiger's dad. Yeah, we know. We know, bro. Tiger going third person, screaming third person from the rooftops on the tracks a bit much.
Tiger Woods. Sucked.
Not even Tiger. Tiger Woods.
God, Tiger.
Once again, a one-handed follow-through.
Going the JC bomb. Dude, at least go with Big Cat. Eldrick Woods, you suck.
Tiger Woods.
Big Cat! All right, then. So if you want to go at or go in on Ezekiel Elliott, do it for the ink, not for the gut, because my man's not fat.
Fat!
There you go, clones. I gave you what you want. When we return, I might even do more of the same. Donovan McNabb is back in the news. This is your hour. I've got back-to-back interviews. In hour number three, it's going to be tougher to get through. 1-800-636-8686. Donovan McNabb, former Eagle, has managed to get on the wrong side of the current Eagles. That story's coming up next.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Tonight at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, CBS Sports Network is on the diamond for an in-state matchup between Nebraska and Creighton. Do not miss exciting college baseball action. on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. I love college baseball.
Omaha!
Chomaha. All right, so it's been a minute or two since we talked. Donovan McNabb, I'll get there in a minute. At Bleeds Iron tweets, I got a tat of Bobby Petrino's face on me. Signed, a road in Arkansas. All right, then. Maybe the phones are working better, or the reaction on the phone is better than the reaction on Twitter or the reaction on the email. Why don't we find out? Let's try something different. Change up. Go to the phones. In fact, it's generally a pretty good idea to go to Canada. Anything in Canada seems to work pretty well for me. I appreciate our listeners in Canada. I appreciate the affiliates we have in Canada. I appreciate the reaction from Canada. I mean, what do you think about when you think about this show and you think Canada? Tyler, Shredmonton, Matt in Vancouver. It's all good. Calgary, right? Let's go to Calgary. Bob in Calgary. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you, Romy?
Good. Good.
Hey, is Ezekiel Elliott getting a tattoo of himself the same as Justify, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby, getting a tattoo of Sarah Jessica Parker?
That's not a good call. No.
No, Bob. You don't like that's that not the same thing.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, Bob. What a dope. Justify won the Triple Crown, dope. Put some respect on that, dope. Anyway, it's been a minute or so since we've heard from Donovan McNabb. These six... Hey, Alvin, you're not helping him. You're hurting him, man. And you shouldn't be playing that theme song.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. It never has. It never will. So Donovan McNabb is a six-time Pro Bowler, and he's been living the good life in semi-retirement, little travel, little family time, the charity dinner circuit, some posts on social where he's pushing some weights around, and then the occasional spot on radio and TV. Kind of keeps himself out there a little bit. And since I'm talking about Donovan McNabb, it's not because he knocked out 20 reps on the bench of 275 a couple of weeks back. He did do that, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that he took a run at Carson Wentz on local Philly sports talk, and it couldn't have gotten much worse for him. The number two pick in the 99 draft was asked about the number two pick in the 2016 draft, and Don got a little McNasty with it. In his comments was Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm thinking the next two years or so, he has to find a way to get in the second round or out of the second round of the playoffs. You know, for what Nick Foles was able to do, take him to a Super Bowl and then possibly take him back to the NFC Championship proves that, you know, hey, some people can get into that offense and be very successful. You know, he hasn't been healthy. He hasn't really proven to me, besides the year before he got hurt in his first year, of really the MVP candidate. He needs to get back to that mode. And I think personally, if he can't get out of the second round in the next two, you know, maybe 3 years, really 2 years, to be honest with you, if he can't get out of the second round, they should look to possibly draft another quarterback, because you just don't know about his durability. You know, staying healthy is very key in this league. And it really pertains on the success of the quarterback. And that's just, the team only goes as far as their quarterback takes them. And they put so much of their eggs in the basket with Carson Wentz, and he's got to prove that in the next 2 years.
All right, so you throw that take on the lava scale, and we're not exactly talking liquid hot. I mean, what did he say? You only go as far as your quarterback will take you. Availability is your best ability. You know, and that's not exactly liquid hot, but there is a little bit of spice in there. At least enough spice for Eagles offensive tackle Lane Johnson to come back on social throwing hands. The big man got wind of Don's comments and came over the table on Twitter, where he tweeted, Donovan J. McNabb. He at-tweeted Donovan J. McNabb, and he hit him with six snake in the grass emojis. Six. And then he chased that with, quote, and you wonder why nobody respects you when you come back. with multiple exclamation points. I mean, damn. 1 minute Don is doing a spot on Sports Talk Radio, giving his opinion on Carson Wentz. The next, he's eating lunch from a straw served to him by a two-time Pro Bowler and a guy with a ring. I haven't seen that kind of reaction to Donovan go so badly since Paul Tagliabue announced that the Eagles weren't drafting Ricky Williams.
The second pick, the Philadelphia Eagles select Donovan McNabb, quarterback, Syracuse University.
The whole city wanted to fight him. But then Johnson wasn't even done. He chased that tweet with an appearance on 94 WIP, where he all but doubled down on Don.
Every training camp, we have all these ex-players come, you know, shake our hands, wish us good luck. And then they'll go out and just talk hate. I feel like there's a lot of envy, you know, just jealousy. And just, I see a lot of fakery. And, you know, not just me, you know, a lot of other teammates see it too. And you would think, you know, the best quarterback in franchise history would try to, you know, build up a young man that looks up to him instead of always, you know, criticizing him, critiquing him, you know, wishing he would fail so, you know, he could be the missing link and feel better about himself. That's what I don't like. And I'm not the guy that, you know, that thinks I have it all figured out. I have many problems as well. But, I get tired of all the fakery, to be honest with you.
Dude, that is some serious savagery. That is some expert savagery by Johnson. You know, on the one hand, he calls McNabb the best quarterback in franchise history. And then with the other hand, he's giving him the business. He's calling him the best quarterback in franchise history, but he's the one thing that everybody in Philadelphia loathes. A faker, a hater.
I don't think he wants him to out-succeed him. I felt like, you know, a lot of players, even when we were making our Super Bowl run, they didn't want us to win. That's just how it is. That's how the world works. And, you know, people can put on a good show, a good face. But, you know, the eyes never lie. And, you know, I see it. A lot of other teammates see it.
The eyes never lie. And what the eyes are telling him is some former Eagles were hoping they did not win the Super Bowl. And he keeps saying, I'm not the only one. Some of my other teammates see it too. One of the other teammates was Brandon Graham. He slides into the comments on Johnson's Instagram and delivered this shot at Don. Get on him, Lane. Glad you said something because he be so bitter. Two crying face emojis. You are a legend in Philly and you still mad, end quote. You know, again, what McNabb said to me was not all that inflammatory. It was not that out of line. What he said was pretty obvious, right? Carson Wentz needs to stay healthy. Carson Wentz needs to play the way that he did before he got hurt. I mean, obviously, right? Do the Eagles need this dude to ball out after letting Nick Foles walk? Of course. Will the Eagles go in another direction if this guy can't stay healthy and he can't get back to what he was and he can't get it done? Yeah, probably. But are the current Eagles having any of that when it comes from Donovan McNabb? Hell no. Because these dudes are killing this guy. And then just when they dragged his corpse up and down Broad Street for being jealous of their Super Bowl rings, Don does what Don always does. He tried to walk it back on social, only to break out a gas can and make it so much worse. Way worse. Because he went with that tried and true non-apology, where he strings three tweets together to say the following, and I quote, "For those of you who misread, didn't understand, were confused, or just didn't like my comments, let me clarify it for you. Let me start by saying there's no beef, riff, or ill will toward Carson Wentz or the Eagles. My comments were strictly based off an experience and understanding of how the business of football works. You are consistently evaluated every day, every game, and if you are reliable and or healthy enough to play. I know at times as players and fans, it can be confusing to move on from a beloved player, but due to the business of health. And trust, tough decisions are usually made. Maybe people just didn't like it because it's coming from me. Or I answered a question from one of the talents on the radio the way you didn't agree with. If that's how you feel, I'm sorry you feel that way. It's the nature of the game." End quote. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not going to be an apology that's accepted, Don. That's going to be apology not accepted, Don. Not when you were retweeting Skip Bayless saying, quote, "Donovan McNabb is absolutely right about Carson Wentz. and then posting, quote, deal with it, a couple of tweets earlier. Doesn't sound like you're that sorry. It's pretty clear that the current Eagles have a bone or seven to pick with Don. I mean, they say this guy was the best quarterback ever for the franchise. But they sure as hell think that he's a terrible former quarterback. And one is talking all sorts of junk about the guys currently playing who actually did win the ring. Because these dudes were ready to throw from the minute Don hopped on that mic. And you don't go 0-60 with a guy who used to wear your colors unless there's already some bad blood there. And judging by the comments that both Johnson and Graham made, there is some bad blood there. Listen, I don't have a problem with a former player voicing an opinion. I don't have a problem with a former player voicing an opinion about his former team. But if you're going to do it, stand by it. Own it. Don't try to walk it back and tell everybody that what you said was misinterpreted, that we just don't get it. Oh, we get it. But more importantly, the current Eagles get it. They get it, and they hate it, and they seemingly hate McNabb too. And that's not going to change anytime soon. Better own that, Don. Own that, because you might say that we don't get it, but the guys playing the game that already won a ring get it. They know. My man, head on a swivel at the next Eagles alumni game because you know they'll be coming for you with some of that chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll.
It's coming off like, hey, I'm sorry if you misinterpreted what I said. It's just the business of football. Maybe you don't get that. Hey, Don, the guys playing football understand the business of football. They know exactly what you're saying. Really quickly, this email says, Rome, Philadelphia is the softest city in our union. Seriously, they're mad at McNabb because he talked about Wentz's durability. Guess what? The truth hurts. The Eagles have looked better with a backup QB ever since Wentz went down. McNabb is a media personality. It's his job to have an opinion and not be a Philly cheerleader. Unwore the vast, sensitive wasteland known as the city of Philadelphia. Signed, Damasio in Albuquerque. It's not the city of Philadelphia that's freaking out. It's the Eagles. But then they've got their quarterbacks back, which is what you want. Again, notice what I'm saying. I'm not saying that what he said was so out of line. I'm not saying that he can't have an opinion. I'm more offended when former players get in front of mics and don't have opinions. I'm saying, have your opinion and stand by it and don't try to walk it back and act like we don't get it. Hey, Rome, I put a tattoo of a catcher's mitt on my face, signed Meg Ryan.
You've got mail.
Lee in Vancouver. She doesn't look the way she used to. I don't know if that's just the normal aging process. Or maybe she got some work done. I don't know. She just does not look like the girl next door anymore. She doesn't look like, well, anything like herself anymore. Anyway, personal appearance is not show fodder. Can we please stop doing it? When we return, let's go back to the NBA for a minute. Rockets had a chance to finish off Utah. Should have choked them out while they could. Now they've got to get on the plane, play another game, depreciate their asset a little bit further. If you're the Rockets and you've got a history of gassing out and getting busted up at the wrong time, that's not what you want to do. Not when you know you're going to have Golden State in the next round. So we'll hit that when we come back. Terry Francona, next hour. Paul DeYoung, next hour. Right now, time for a sports update. It's a busy Tuesday. Here's the latest.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Right then, we're going off the board in a minute. The Easter Bunny beats down some bag on the street. And if it's Tuesday and I'm going off the board and it's something that jumps the weekend like that, you know it's good. And it is good. I'll get there in a minute. Really quickly, Romy, getting a tattoo of yourself is so self-indulgent. Regards, Kareem demanding a statue. and Ray Lewis screaming, "That's two for me.
It's two for me. It's two for me."
Signed, Geoff and Lincoln. Ward trying to sidestep somebody in the hallway, both stepping in the same direction and doing that awkward dance slash juke. That's true, too. Hey, Rome, I have no issue with Zeke having a tattoo of himself. Signed, Tyler in Edmonton's hog photo shoot. John in Huntington Beach. And finally, Rome, I asked for a tattoo of my face, but for some reason, the guy drew a well-detailed moon on my leg. Signed, Greg Popovich. Steve PHX. Hey, Steve, do me a favor. Take the rest of your life off. Never email me ever again about anything. Go ahead. I mean, email, tweet, call any other show in the world. But never, ever email me ever again.
For life.
For life, Steve. For life. All right, so not all heroes wear capes. Some heroes wear full head-to-toe cosplay. Easter Bunny outfits. Like my man, Antoine Edwards of Orlando, Florida. Now, this dude is a straight-up hero. Now, it would take quite a bit for a guy dressed up in an Easter Bunny costume on Sunday to jump the weekend and Monday onto my radio program the next day, Tuesday. But when you go icon and legend and you bust up a street fight dressed as the mascot from a Trix cereal box, then you earn your real estate around here. And that's exactly what happened Sunday night in downtown Orlando. Antoine Edwards sees a man spit on a woman outside of a comedy club and then start to fight with her. Instead of wasting time getting out of his bunny suit, Edwards sprinted in and beat the living hell out of that dirtbag. Full kid's costume and all.
He's the buddy, too.
Here comes Peter Cottontail. Down to the bunny trail.
Good. The video is incredible. There is no justice quite like street justice, and the Easter Bunny had two Easter baskets full of hardcore street justice for the deplorable subhuman who had just spit on a woman's face seconds earlier. And the entire one-sided beatdown was caught on a cell phone video that I've already watched about 50 times. And according to my CompuBox stat sheet, the bunny man threw 13 power punches and landed every one of them. Most of them to both sides of the culprit's face. Bunny was straight feeding that loser a steady diet of left paw, right paw. Combinations. And it's a good thing somebody was sticking up for the woman, because the rest of the jack wagons on the sidewalk were just sitting back, rolling tape, letting the Easter Bunny do the hero's work for them. If you've not seen the video, you have to. And if you don't think that it's making the rounds right about now, just Google Easter Bunny and see what comes up unanimously on the first 2,000 news or 10,000 news stories. That's all that pops up. This dude completely hijacked the holiday, but in the best way imaginable. Like, the Easter Bunny is a folklore figure dating all the way back to 1682. And with just 13 heroic punches Sunday night, Antoine Edwards ripped 330 years of history and became the new official mascot of Easter. It is truly an incredible piece of tape, because not only is the guy totally wrecking some dude who spit on a woman and had every haymaker coming to him, but he's doing it in a freaking head-to-toe bunny suit. And I'm not talking about some super creepy Donnie Darko bunny suit either. I'm talking about the kind of bunny suit that you would take your kids to see at the mall. You know, imagine like the softest, nicest looking mascot ever. just savagely going all Nolan Ryan on Robin Ventura right there in the streets. And the fact that the guy stayed in character, too, cannot go unnoticed. Rule number one of mascotting, you never, ever break character. You simply cannot, no matter what. It's way too traumatic, way too traumatizing to anybody around who fully believes that you're actually the character that you're playing, right? You hear stories all the time of Disney employees who get pink slipped because they take their lid off before they get behind closed doors and they ruin some kid's childhood by melting their imaginations. So the dedication and commitment of Antoine Edwards to stay in character while ruthlessly beating a dude into submission on the street was top-notch mascotting. And if kicking some dude's ass dressed up as the Easter Bunny was awesome, then telling his side of the story to the responding officer while still in costume was legendary. It's been a big week so far for bunnies on the show. Yesterday, we stumbled onto an iconic silly little rabbit reset from V-Stib.
His silly rabbit.
His what?
His silly rabbit.
His silly rabbit?
Yes.
Is that what he calls you?
No. That's I call myself.
No, that's what I call myself. And she goes into the self-gloss category. And now today, we marvel at the heroic actions of a savage Easter bunny who laid haymaker eggs all over the face of some idiot that spit on a woman. Speaking of Marvel, get this dude into the Avengers Endgame movie because he's the real superhero we all need.
He's the buddy, too.
Guys, like, I got it all, bro. I'm not one of those guys who's looking for street fights on YouTube. They're not hard to find. But if you want to see a vicious beatdown in the street, check out that Easter Bunny. And the guy on the receiving end deserved every haymaker he just ate, and it was beautiful. Man, my man, the bunny, is putting his combinations together beautifully. And there was nobody to step in to stop that fight. No referee to stop that fight. My man was out cold in the street. I don't condone violence of any sort. I am shocked, though, that that bunny did not get up and start stomping his head. And I wouldn't even have been upset if he did, I don't think. At The Real Left Hook tweets, imagine getting beat up by a dude dressed as a rabbit. The humiliation of that alone would make me day drink. It wasn't like he caught him a good shot. That was 13 unanswered haymakers. At MTB Darren tweets, don't bleep with Peter Cottontail. Video is absolutely incredible. When we return, we will talk about the Rockets and a missed opportunity. Stay tuned.